This is the Evotel podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Hi there, welcome to some frequently asked questions with me, Jonathan. Today we have Reese with us. He's one of our MDU acquisitions agents. And for you out there in the public, he's probably going to be someone that some of you may encounter, him or one of his teammates, because he deals with our MDUs. So let's start somewhere basic. What is an MDU? What counts as an MDU? Where do you fit in?
Okay, so basically an MDU stands for multi-dwelling unit. Mm-hmm. This basically means any sort of residential home that has many units within the vicinity. So anything from about 4 to 1,000 units is classified as an MDU.
So we're looking at our complexes. That's we're looking correct. At multiple homes on a property, and we're looking at our estates, the bigger ones.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Where do you come in? Like, how do you know how we identify complexes? Where do you make those connections?
So basically, obviously, before Evotel goes into a region or an area, they would have identified or pinpoint certain MDUs within that specific suburb of that area.
Okay.
It'll be my job to physically go and engage with those MDUs, whether it be with a managing agent or a body corporate of some sort that looks after the MDU. In order to just engage and, explain and let them know that the network is going to be within the region and if we could possibly bring the network within the MDU.
Why is it that I deal with socials most of the time where I'm dealing with an individual resident in an SDU, why do we need somebody to liaise directly with a complex?
So an MDU is not governed by the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like I said, they'll have a body corporate or a managing agency that, facilitates any sort of works within the complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I would then need to engage directly with those body corporates to facilitate the signing over of the complex onto the Evotel network.
And until that happens, we're not allowed to build there.
That's correct.
So basically, if you want fiber in your complex and your body corporate's being difficult, then you should be speaking to your body corporate more directly.
That's absolutely correct.
Fantastic. What about SMIs and stuff like that? How does that fit into this whole process?
So basically what SMI stands for is show my interest.
Mm-hmm.
In certain complexes that may not be feasible or may have another fiber provider within there, or just the mere fact that it's probably an old age home or something like that, we have this system that's called Show My Interest, where we'd go in, try and gain the interest for the fiber network to come within the complex.
Okay.
We basically just get contact details, a name and a surname. These people that we get these details from are not obligated to sign up to the service, but it's a mere fact that they're just showing their interest in the fiber coming into the complex.
So, and that gives us, if I'm understanding this correctly, it gives us some bargaining chips with the body corporate. There's a large amount of...
Yeah.
Perfect. What happens after that when you've met with your body corporate, where are we going next?
So once we can actually get to the point where we can actually have a discussion with the body corporate, we will look at probably signing over onto the Evotel SLA, which is our service lease agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It just protects Evotel as a company and the body corporate that looks after the complex. It just stipulates that the complex will be built free of charge by Evotel. We maintain, we look after, we deploy the whole network within the complex. So no legal obligation to the actual complex or the body corporate themselves until the network is live.
And then from my side, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, for anybody interested, the support processes for you guys stay exactly the same. That's everybody else on our podcast that we've spoken to, Jabulani from support, you just give them a call or log a ticket and that doesn't change.
That's correct.
What comes afterwards once the body corporate signed up?
So it's fairly simple. Once we've actually agreed to the SLA, Evotel have a number of contractors that build our networks in the different complexes in the different regions. So we would dedicate a contractor to come out to that complex. We would draw up plans of how we would build the network within the complex. And then we would submit those plans to obviously the managing agent or the body corporate so that they are aware of the way we intend to bring the network in.
Because it's kind of like a little city that we have to rebuild and stuff, especially if there's like double duplex units and stuff.
100%.
What else do you want our complex dwelling potential clients to know about your process and how, like, so for instance, do you want them calling in? So I work on social media. If their complex hasn't got fiber and they're covered in our area, do you want them calling in? Must they come pop Jonathan a message?
Listen, the best way for us to engage is for them to either come directly to us, which would be on your socials. Actually, I think that's the only way, unless we're walking on the street and door knocking. I think the best way for them is to get in touch with EvoTel, let them know the region that they're staying in, the complex name, and it will definitely come to either myself or one of my teammates, and we can make contact and start facilitating this process.
Because we do our best to target everything, but things fly under the radar sometimes. New complexes get built while we're building, that kind of thing. So always feel free to reach out to us. What else do you want people to know?
Basically, you know, we would like to build every single complex in all the regions that we have our network in.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have complexes that you know of that do not have the network, come forward, let us know who you are, let us know what region you're in, the complex name, and we can try facilitate something there. What we need to make sure that everybody understands is that the network comes into the complex completely free of charge until the resident is ready to utilize that service.
Oh, and because we're an open access network, any of our ISPs are available there.
That's correct. So I'm not entirely sure of the number of ISPs that we have.
We've because got like
it grows
over 30.
It grows every day. So every ISP can service every complex in every region we have. It's up to the resident to make that choice.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, Reese, if that's all you have to say for now, we'll call you in again later if MDU people have more questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
I really hope this helps moving forward.
Thank you.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.